And welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a supernatural retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We're going to be talking about more episodes of Supernatural, still in season 6. And there's not a lot to take away from these episodes.
There's not. We don't learn too much, except, you know, same as Solace, Purgatory is a thing they're looking for. Like, let's go.
Yeah, like, I feel like I was looking at these and I was like, what are these episodes? Nothing happened in these episodes. Before we get really into it, the episodes we watched were Live Free or Twy Hard, You Can't Handle the Truth, and Family Matters. And literally, I was like, nothing happens in these episodes. But, like, a lot of things happen for, like, plot points in season 6.
They feel like fillers. This is kind of, like, a little bit like seasons, like, 4 and 5. They feel a little bit like fillers, but then you get, like, massive plot points just casually mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the thing that's wrong with Sam, he doesn't have a soul.
Well, So for Live Free and Twy Hard, oh my god. Okay, I guess the really only thing to say about this episode is it was so meta, and actually I really liked it. I think 5 minutes in, I was like, wait a second, what are their names?
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? You're like, her name is Kristen, what is his name?
And I was like, I hope to god it's Robert. I hope it is. And then they were like, hey, Robbie. No. And I was like, it's Robert!
Wrong. Before the big reveal, you looked it up on IMDb. Oh, you're like, I gotta know.
I needed to know so badly because I was like, well, of course it is. It's Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson. And I'm like, I don't know.
For both the show and the vampires in the show, great idea to cash in on the Twilight vampire thing.
It was
really good idea.
Really good. And then just like when they're trying to find out their password, they're just like, oh, try Lautner. And Sam's just like, isn't that the werewolf? What? This is not it. And then he's just casually, how many T's are there in Pattinson? And then he's like, oh, never mind, got it.
Cracked it.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I did really like the whole idea of that because that was a good idea. It's like you just gotta have some shitty poetry and any girl will fall for you. And then, of course, it's like, I'm 17. I can make my decisions. And you're like, yeah, okay.
I'm stressed. She said that. I'm like, yes, you're 12.
Yeah. Well, the whole time that you're speaking, you know, it's like, oh, I can't stay away from you. And I was like, are they just copywriting Twilight? Like, I literally stole actual lines.
I think they did.
I'm pretty sure they said this. Like, or just something that was slightly tweaked. That I was like, they've definitely said, and I know that was the whole point of it.
I know, but they're really toeing the line with that. I'm like, is no one going to say anything? Legal department? Is this fine?
Yeah, I don't know. All of it was just kind of funny. The only other thing is that when they went to go to the mom's house, or not the mom's house, the girl who got kidnapped, Kristen, they didn't dress up as anything. They were just like, who were they?
I don't know.
Like, were they just some randos? Like, we never figured out, like, they weren't FBI, they weren't cop. Like, what?
We just jumped into their conversation, and then she let these guys in, like, bootcut jeans just go into her daughter's room.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was only really funny. The whole episode. And then, like, of course, Sam lets Dean get turned into a vampire. And then, like, that was the whole thing. I was like, I know Dean gets turned into a vampire. Of course, he doesn't stay that way. But I was like, that's all we get on this episode. And I was like, oh, wait, no, he attacks Lisa and Ben. I was like, that was the big thing. That's kind of how we, like, start losing Lisa and Ben. Mm-hmm. And I kind of forgot it happened really quickly. You know, like, Dean's, like, trying to do, like, a good long-term relationship. And then Lisa's like, fuck off, Dean.
This is unfortunate because this is rough, Dean. You shouldn't have gone to see them. But since you did, you should have actually been like, hey, by the way, I don't think it's gonna work out right now. I've been turned into a vampire.
He wasn't in his right mind. And they did say that. Like,
I know.
Like, Samuel Campbell was like, he is not him right now. He's not in his right mind.
He kind of was, but he wasn't. And the thing is, I'm just like, dude, what makes you think you can just go there, be so, like, cryptic, and then be like, I can't see you anymore because reasons, and then, like, leave? Lisa's already pissed off. She's sick of being in the dark about this stuff with, like, no explanation. I'm like, you really thought that might fly?
Well, I think maybe he was worried because Dean has been like, monsters are bad. They should die. And then he comes in as a monster. I think Lisa maybe would have freaked.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of Dean sending her a text like, hey, turned into a vamp. Don't think it's going to work out. Sorry.
Oh, my God. That would be alternative. So fun. Her just, what?
She calls. He's like, oh, did you get my text? I'm a vampire now. There might be a cure. I don't know.
I got to go. Bye.
I gotta drink some blood. Bye.
I don't know. The whole thing, I was just like, oh, okay. And then it was kind of funny because, of course, these vampires are all coming around and they're like going after these women, like young women, obviously. And I just saw this post about it. It was like things that aren't a thing. And it was like straight vampires. They're like, you live thousands of years old. There is no way you're sleeping with the same gender. Like, or like, you know what I mean? Like, there's, you don't get bored.
You don't have restrictions like that, like, when you're immortal.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Like, I seriously doubt it. That's like not a thing. And if it is, that's weird. Like,
Boris definitely didn't have any of those limitations.
No, so I was just like, I don't understand. Why are they doing this? And then even later on, oh my God, when they were looking for the vampires and they were like, oh, it's 3 against 2. And then a guy comes in and kisses one of the vampires that was the other guy's. And they were like, oh, it's 2 against 2. And I was like, what are you talking about? There could be gay vampires? Like, I hope he's the one who is the vampire. I don't know. I was just like, I hate you guys so much. What are you doing? I do also think it's funny that Dean's chasing down this dude who he thinks is a vampire. Not a vampire. He's just, you know, wearing glitter. And he's like, what are you wearing, glitter? Like, he's genuinely concerned for this
dude,
boy's,
what are you doing?
Like, safety. Because at this point, he's just a human. Like, what are you doing? And then he's like, I don't know, get to be late. And he's like, really?
That works?
It works? And he's like, huh, I gotta try it. I'm like, Dean, what is up with this? Like, wow, having a girlfriend works. Maybe I gotta try it. We're running. Like, what in the world, Dean? Oh, I don't know.
That is funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what are you
we
doing?
We should have known this Lisa thing would never work.
Yeah, seriously. He's too much of a player. Well, also, I think it's almost kind of like, not a crutch, but like something to hold him.
No, crutch is absolutely correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, yeah, just something to be like, look, I like getting laid, even though he's obviously not getting laid right now.
Right. It's the flirting Dean really likes. Dean enjoys the flirting and all that stuff. This has always been like a comfort
it is
for him.
Yeah, his personality comfort trait is, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, is that this is like...
It's like his comfort, I don't know, activity.
Yeah. I feel like I can't explain it, but I think you're understanding what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, the poor boy's touch starved, and like, I think we've talked about this earlier. I also liked the vampire's recruiting strategy and the people that they picked.
Well, I really liked it because
they specifically,
oh my God.
Chose Dean because he's pretty. Which is said twice, you know, and I'm just like, dude, okay. By the same vampire, I'm like, okay, dude, I get it. You want this guy, please. Well, this is too much.
What did you say later? Oh my God, it was in tears because you were just like casually like, yeah, Boris wants to fuck Dean.
So bad.
Like you were like,
so bad.
Oh my God, you're right.
I'm
and
stressed
then he's like, do you
want to
get
out?
He's like, do you want a tour? Alone.
Private tour.
And Dean's like, of course.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
And then
definitely.
I was just like, oh my God, Boris wants to fuck Dean. And I was like, see, no straight vampire. The guy was only acting that way because he was a recruitment. Yeah, like, it was kind of funny. I really liked it. And then the funny thing is, they said women, but like at one point, one of the guys was like, yeah, just like recruit people. And I was like, yeah, because I think Boris is just like, Dean could do both.
Just gotta get the numbers up.
I know.
He is so pretty. He could do both. So I want to talk about the vampire cure really quick. First of all, great. So excited that worked out for Dean. Of course, Sam wouldn't have let him turn if they didn't have a cure. Whatever. They really start leaning hard into soulless Sam in these next couple episodes. So bad. They don't really show the gritty, darker parts of the lifestyle later in the series. Like, they do, but it's not. Like, Dean vomiting blood and, like, his eyes are all weirdly purpley, glassy, spooky sort of thing.
I think that's
and,
why
like,
maybe you kind of lose, like, the personality. Because you're like...
It's literally just like, this is a problem. Here's a spell. Here's some stuff. Put it in a dish. Light a match.
Yeah.
Like all the early summoning and stuff, they're drawing symbols and chalk on the ground. We just use a bowl now.
Yeah, it's no longer like, because I...
They just say some like magical ingredients.
The thing
like,
is, they do this for like two reasons and it pisses me off though, because obviously, you know, it's already been established what they're doing. And so that makes me annoyed because they're trying to be like, they're trying to move past the, well, we've already established this.
They don't need to build the lore anymore.
But like, they still do this as like new people watching though, if that kind of makes sense. They still film later episodes. We had a whole argument about this. They film later episodes to make sure people can jump in on any random episode and still follow along. But then they still don't do some things for the old people, so they're not re-explaining themselves over and over and over again. But it's not a good balance, is kind of what I'm saying.
I kind of got what she was saying. Also, I didn't, but it's they move away from the...
We don't see the brothers, like, getting hurt anymore. Or, like all I can remember is, I don't remember when it was. Maybe it was already passed, but they're, like, fighting, and Dean's like, okay, I stitched you up. My shoulders are dislocated. Put me fucking back in. Like,
yeah.
And so Sam was like, okay. And, like, we see this whole, like, not montage, this whole, like, setup of them, like, helping each other.
Yeah, we don't see as much
healing and whatnot, and like
we don't see as many bullet wound healings, and there are various reasons for that. But also, I think just the general tone of the show sort of moves away from gritty.
Well, yeah, it became mainstream, so they couldn't make it too like. To be fair, Dean was like, that was horrible. Like, I was like, holy shit.
This show was a horror show in the beginning.
Like, yeah, no,
I forget
that
sometimes.
Yeah, so, like, it was a horror show. Like, that's what it was. And then became into, like, the raunchy, not raunchy, but, like...
Just dramatic.
CW, yeah. Like, Riverdale.
And then, no, wrong. Well, A little.
The only other thing I really liked about this episode, I guess I, like, for me shitting on this episode, I actually kind of liked it. Like, I didn't dislike it as a whole.
I liked the vampire tropes. That was fun for me. I enjoyed the making fun of the whole vampire craze in the mid-2000s, that, or the 2010s, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Mid-2000s, 2010s. That was fun for me.
Mm-hmm. But I really liked when Dean was transforming, how they shot it and edited it, and you could hear the sound and, like...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To me, I was like, how did they do that? Because it obviously sounded like all this stuff in the room, and there was like trains going by and cars going by, and so I bet like maybe they had like the cars outside, is they had like a mic outside, and then they just cranked up the gain, because there was one point where Sam is walking and it sounds like he's walking, but it's just turned up really loud.
He's fee-fi-fo-fum.
To the point where it's not, like, added sound in it. So I was like, ooh, like, they did a really good job. I really liked it. And then just, like, you could hear the clock. That's, I think, even me, I was like, even the clock ticking, I was like, that sounds like that clock.
So, that hurt.
Yeah. And so I really liked that they showed that. And then also, it was nice. I always like when they show this stuff, because Sam's like, what is going on? And Dean's like, God, you've never had this happen before. And that poor girl we saw in the recap was like, I don't feel good. Like, everything's weird. I think I'm on a bad trip. And I'm like, yeah, if you didn't know, that looks like a bad trip. This makes sense now. Anyway, that was that episode, I guess. Again, for me hating it, it wasn't actually that bad of an episode.
You didn't hate
about
it.
No, I was just like, ugh, this episode.
Well, all these episodes were like, it's an episode. I don't know why. They didn't grab me as much.
The thing is, it wasn't inherently bad, but they do give you stuff that like propels the episode forward, mm-hmm. that makes you want to continue watching. Because you're like, why is Sam being weird? You move on the next episode, like...
He's being even more weird.
Yeah, like, and then it's like the alphas come in, and you're like, what are we doing with the alphas?
Right, I think, like, it was they were building up Solo Sam. I'm like, I get it. He's Solo, let's move on. And then... they're like the alpha thing, and like the Campbells are being sketchy. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, don't trust him. Like, let's move on. But the first time you watch it, you don't know that. So obviously you need this information.
I think for the Campbells, you kind of know. They set that up pretty well.
I mean, yeah, but also like he came back from the dead, and I'm just like, yeah, this guy is sus. Maybe we'll trust Sam. And then except you're like, Sam seems weird. So you're like, who do we trust?
I guess technically they think maybe it's not Sam.
I don't know. For a hot minute.
The first time I watched this though, I feel like I knew it was Sam. There was just something wrong with him. Like, I like that Dean brought up like doppelgangers, because I was like, ooh, I think that's an interesting concept out of it. But I don't know. I didn't think it was not Sam. I just thought Sam was acting a little sus.
Yeah, it was really weird, because you can tell this is Sam, but without the thing that makes him Sam, which is the soul, of course, and, you know, how great he is with witnesses and all that kind of stuff, and what really kind of makes him, his strengths as part of the hunting team of Sam and Dean Winchester are gone. They're not there anymore. So now it's just like, Dean's like, we can't have two of me.
I know.
This is a nightmare. We have to keep each other in check. This is not good. This is a bad balance.
Anyway, moving on to the next episode.
You can't handle the truth.
17th blood cannon.
Yep, right away we get that 17th blood cannon. I don't remember what it was for though, thinking about it.
The blood cannon?
Yeah.
How the fuck do we keep track of these? We have no idea what they are. It was, you know,
it was a
truth one. So the girl killed herself.
Yep. Okay. I was like, wait a second, I tried to remember this because I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Again, I was like, ugh, this episode, it's like the truth episode. Again, but it's not inherently bad, because it was kind of funny. I say funny as everyone's just like laying into everyone.
This was wild.
And the dentist, you know what? I was like, oh my God, who's gonna die? And then he's like, oh, I'm gonna sleep with your daughter. And I was like,
no, he did.
Did he? Was that supposed to be? Or I thought like he was just...
No, I'm pretty sure that was he did, because he sets up the situation of like last weekend and whatever, her sleepover. Really? You didn't...
Supernatural got dark. I didn't think Supernatural was this, like... Pedophilia is pretty dark.
Yeah, I mean...
that's pretty bad. I guess he raped her, it makes it sound like. That's even worse.
It's
really bad.
It's a TV-14 show.
I guess. But that's pretty bad.
It's not optimal.
I just made it seem that he was just, like, lusting after her.
I don't think so.
And then the dad was like, excuse me? Let me just drill you. And also, okay, I really did like that Sam did use that. And I know, I get it. Yeah. And then Dean's just like, not in the sexy way, right?
Dean is so stupid.
I mean...
Who thinks, raise your hand, who thinks Soul Sam set him up like that on purpose, knowing he would make that joke?
That'd be funny.
He definitely didn't, but I just thought that would be really funny. But
yeah, I don't know. This whole episode was just odd. I like that Dean is asking for Bobby for help again. Like, he keeps asking, like, please, we need to find out what's wrong with Sam. And then Bobby's like, I'll look. Don't shoot him yet. Which is kind of funny, because I know he's a lot of talk. I don't think Dean would kill this thing, because I think he'd be worried it was Sam. And I don't think he could live with the guilt that he actually killed his brother.
I don't know if he could get past. Yeah. Unless, yeah, I don't know. Because they did all the other stuff. And I think that's why it's really hard to be like, well, then what is this? This has to be Sam, because it's not a shapeshifter.
Right.
Then if it's a demon possessing him, that, which also doesn't make any sense because it's his body. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just weird. And then like with Cass coming back and then like Samuel coming back, they're just like, okay, well, like, I guess it is possible. And Cass doesn't seem to be super freaked out over it. I mean, he calls for Cass's help, which I really enjoy.
I know, I enjoy that Cass shows up.
Because I think, listen, I don't remember how everything happens. We were trying to talk through like what the ending is, so honestly I'm trying to like be like, oh, I know what happens, but like I also don't remember because I thought
you kept Cass creating these scenarios and I'm like, that sounds
wrong. I thought Cass knew Sam didn't have a soul like right before, but then he did only find out the next episode that he didn't have a soul.
I think if Cass knew he didn't have a soul, I don't think he would have, you know, shoved his angel hand up inside.
Yeah, no.
He would have been like, I'll look at him and he doesn't have a soul, which you would think an angel would be able to figure out just by looking at someone, but that seems sus. Why can he not tell?
Yeah. So I don't know. So I was just a little confused, but I like that Cass does try to console Dean in this episode by like pouring him a drink.
Oh my god, don't talk to me about Cass pouring him a drink. That was so cute because it was so unprompted.
I know. Well, I'm just kind of thinking that like Cass is like, I know shit is hitting the fan and I can't help you because I'm in the middle of a civil war.
Right.
And again, because I was trying to figure out what Cass is doing for later episodes, I think I know he feels bad because he's currently working with someone who Dean would not approve of. And so that's why I was like, I think this is why, but honestly, I don't remember.
Like, right. And I feel like also pouring him the drink is literally the only thing Cass can help him with right now. Mm-hmm. And so he'll just pour him a drink because he wants his little human friend to be at least sort of stable. I was going to say okay, but Dean's never okay. Yeah. So stable is what we're shooting for here.
I was like, Dean was drinking a lot in this episode. He's drinking in the bar. Well, to be fair, his Sam is going off the rails. His brother is going off the rails.
He's like, I'm gonna have to kill this thing that's maybe my brother, but also not, and I don't know what it is, and I'm losing my mind.
I did really like that he's like, okay, just one more, I gotta work or something. And she's like, okay. And then like he's like, give me one more. And she's like, I thought you were working. He's like, I'm working my way up to it. I'm like, yes, Dean. That makes sense. And then he starts getting all the truths from people.
He makes
and
his little
wish.
And
I do really like that. Bobby, it works over the phone with Bobby. He's like, why am I telling you this? This doesn't make any sense. Like, I like how the people who are telling the truth are like, why did I tell you that? But like, they're not like, why did I tell you that? Like, they're just kind of like, huh, that's weird that I said that.
I don't know. The lady who couldn't get pregnant because she was snorting oxy, she was pretty shook that she told a perfect stranger that.
Oh my god.
Maybe it's because I've been snorting oxy all day.
No,
and he's like,
I think that's why you can't get pregnant.
Yeah, that's probably why I can't get pregnant. I don't know. I don't think those two are really correlated, but you know.
Oh my god, no, it's just so funny that she's like, yeah, I just can't get pregnant with my husband. And then she's like,
okay, normal.
And then she's like, something, yeah, it might be because I've been snorting oxy all day. And I was like, okay.
She says she's like tired or out of it, or she was like, why would I say that? And she's like, I mean, I have been snorting oxy all day.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was saying that. And then I was like, I think that's the reason why you can't get pregnant, though. The other thing that I forgot is that Dean calls Lisa, and I think that's what I was just like, yeah, after this, it kind of goes downhill. Because Lisa pretty much was just like, yeah, I can't be with you, Dean. Like, I can't be with you like this. We gotta end this because you push my kid and, like, you and Sam have a really unhealthy relationship and you can never be happy with Sam.
Yeah, he shouldn't have called Lisa when he was under the truth spell. That was a bad call.
Well, I think he should have hung up. Well, and
he should have just
Dean
not called her.
Wanted to know. No, I think Lisa called him.
Oh, yeah, he shouldn't have answered.
He shouldn't have answered. But then, no. He wanted to know the truth, though. And actually,
he can't handle the truth.
I actually brought this up because Sam and Dean relationship is very codependent.
Bonkers.
Like, no one could get in between. And I could only think of, like, any women, I don't know. See,
no one could.
I don't think, no. They wouldn't be able to get between.
Right,
so I think it would be really hard, like, fighting affections.
That'd be really bold to try, though.
I know. No. And so, like, and then, of course, Lisa even knows, just like, I know that he's your brother and I know you love him.
I
understand that.
The most important person in the world to you.
And then Lisa's like, but if my sister died, I wouldn't try to bring her back to life. And I was like, but you don't have this, like,
okay, also, you don't have the means, honey.
Well, also, you don't have the relationship that, like...
Oh, right, yeah, you didn't raise your sister, probably.
Because, yeah.
And shelter your sister from all the terribleness that was your parent or parents.
Yeah,
so
I don't know. I think it's just kind of like, we don't really see Dean having any relationships after this. I don't honestly think we see Dean have any relationships, like actual relationships, not like just sleeping around. And I think this is the kind of reason why, is right here in this moment, because Lisa was like, no one is going to be able to come between you. Because Because Dean, I don't think would want to date... I don't think would want to date a hunter because they're very specific. I think he's like, we're too similar. I don't think we'd mesh. Like,
I think right now, at the moment, Dean's problem with that would be the idea of having a family is to escape the hunting life, not continue it in a family unit. I think that's his problem here, is that if he can't have a normal family, he doesn't want one at all. I think that's his kind of conclusion
here. Yes. Actually, you're probably 100% right. So then he can't just have a normal family because also then, like, they're just not going to realize at all. Which is kind of odd. You would think that, like, I'm thinking of, like, Jody, who kind of comes in and, like, actually really becomes it and just kind of knows that you almost, like, can't choose between hunting and that, but, like, she kind of has a normal life.
Yeah, well, she's not big picture. The Winchesters are always tangled up in the big picture.
Also, she helps them out from time to time. All of her family is dead, so never mind.
That is sad and rude, but also true. And she's just, you know, she's doing the sheriff thing, and so she can handle the hunts that come into her town, and that's the extent of it. Or, you know, she might help out the Winchesters once in a while.
I think that Dean couldn't find another normal relationship with someone, because think about it this way. So he's been burned twice, and I did make that up. I did make a point about this with Cassie. Because Lisa was different. Brain.
No big brain. But because, it's funny, because it's both aspects. It's not the same exact aspect.
Yep.
Cassie didn't really believe him or whatever, or wouldn't accept the hunting that he does.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa's problem is his relationship with Sam. The two things that sort of make Dean who he is, the two things that define, in quotes, Dean's life the most, are those two things.
Well, here's the thing. No. I'm thinking Lisa, Sam is the reason why he's hunting, but, like, if Sam were to give it up hunting, Dean would also give it up. So, like, Lisa's like, I can't ask your brother to do that because I can't do that. I could ask you, Dean, to get your brother to stop hunting, and so both of you settle down. But then, like, Lisa's like, but I don't want to do that because I know you're a hunter. Like, I know what you're doing, and you can't ask literal, like, heroes to stop being
heroes.
She
would literally be asking people to die.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, like, the best hunters in the world.
So it's really hard. So, yeah, I think with Cassie, it was easier just to be like, yeah, you're crazy. I'm not gonna date you because this life is bananas.
Until one time he's not crazy.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm thinking of, like, even Cassie later was just like, no, I wouldn't date you, though.
Because he'd be on the road. He wouldn't be at a point for that.
Well, and then Lisa was like, well,
no,
I'll still try. Like, I'm gonna do this with you because I still care about you. Regardless of
being on
the road. We're
going to try and work this out.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
And then Lisa also thought this wasn't going to be very long. And I was like, I don't know what you were thinking, Lisa.
I'd give it a try. I'd give it the old college try just to see what would happen. You know, it would have been a little fine. They would have slowly, you know, distanced themselves, you know, grown apart.
Mm-hmm.
Except he did turn into a vampire and come and see them and then pushed Ben. So that wasn't, that was the thing that really sped up that separation process. But really quick, when Dean is on the phone with Bobby, and Bobby tells Dean that Dean's his favorite.
Why am I telling you? I told you, they're just like, why am I telling you this? Probably because you're my favorite. Like, they just kind of say this
that
stuff.
Was the
and
other
I'm
thing.
Like,
and
oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
There's one thing that Bobby said, and I'm like, and it was so funny. I'm like, I can't believe you would say that. Also rude.
I mean, Sam gave them a run for their money last year.
Well, to be fair, both of them trying to kill him, so.
Yeah.
You man just trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Still one of the best things Bobby's ever said. The actual point of this episode is we're looking for Veritas, the goddess of truth or whatever.
We got really off sidetracked.
We did. We got to talk about Dean and Lisa, and that's on track.
Yes, because then the goddess is like, what's wrong with you? Why are you lying to me, Sam?
She's like, hold on. You're lying. And he's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, yeah, you are.
How are you doing this?
What's going on?
And I'm like, oh, and then Dean is pissed.
Yeah. And she's like, buddy, you're not even human.
This is where, like, Dean beats the shit out of Sam.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, this episode ends this way?
They just have Dean beating Sam to a bloody pulp. Okay, and then executive producers. I'm like, that's how this ends?
That's how it ends.
Oh.
Dean's had a rough to trust Sam because, like, he was having issues to trust Sam in, like, 4 through 5.
And now he's like,
okay, I think I can trust you because you made the right decision. But now he's like, but why are you acting sus again? And again, to me,
Dean has had a rough couple of years with Sam.
If Sam, like, regular Sam with a soul, cared about telling Dean the truth, you would think soulless Sam maybe, like, still would. But so I think Dean knows that, like, he doesn't have a soul, like, after the next episode. So I think he's just like, why does Sam still not trust me?
Well, I think the thing is for Sam is he doesn't know what's wrong with him. And honestly, it's the only thing that's kind of freaking him out, because he does get, like, a little, emotional, where he's just like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. It's weird. He's like, I don't understand what's happening to me. I don't know why I'm like this. I don't feel anything anymore. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on with me. And that's like freaking me out.
A side note before we get into the next episode, because that's a good transition, actually. Yeah. They were talking about this. I really like this because I think this is kind of the whole point with Jared's like keep strong campaign.
What the fuck is his campaign?
Always keep fighting.
Always keep fighting campaign. I was like, what is it?
His campaign for depression?
And the whole time he was just like, I just don't feel anything. And I was just like, yeah, like, again, that's that whole thing that I think people just don't realize with any like mental disorder is that it's just like, well, don't feel this way. It's like, you're missing the point. I just don't. I don't feel sympathy. Like,
I would love to feel something.
Like, so it goes that whole thing of like, well, people just don't care about others. And they're like, oh, well, like, it's hurting your family. I'm like, okay, well, they can't have the emotional capacity.
They're past the point.
To care about themselves, let alone others.
Right.
It was just interesting when Sam's just like, I don't know. Like, it's scaring me because I don't feel anything. Like, I just don't know how to tell you.
And I know that that's bad.
Exactly. It was that whole thing. It's just like, I know that this is wrong, but I just don't. Feel it.
Logically, I understand that this is not good. Also, didn't really want to, you know, tell ya.
Yeah. Like, I just thought it was really interesting to hear that, because I was just, that's what made me think about that, is I was like, oh, that's, huh.
So Sam could be lying. Well, he was a little bit lying to Veritas, but Dean didn't, though.
Mm-mm.
He's talking about himself, and he's like, I'm a killer, you know, not a father, I know that now. And I'm like, Dean, you're making me sad. Like, you are not, okay? You will learn this eventually, but you are not a killer.
Well, and then
that's not all you are.
Literally what you brought up about, like, oh, if he wants to have a happy family, he needs to get away from hunting, and that's his happy family. When in reality, Dean could still be a father. Like, he could do the same thing, I say the same thing that John did, but do it better. Like, do a Bobby.
Right, not do the John thing that he did for a hot second with Lisa and Ben, and he was like, oop, nope, gotta stop that.
Yeah. So I think, like, he's just like, there's only two sides. Mm-hmm. There's, like, Mary Winchester parenting, right. And there's John Winchester parenting, and there's no in between because he's never seen a healthy relationship that way.
There's no in between of the hunting life. Right.
So
I think the Campbells, like 1970s Campbells.
Oh, they did it spot on.
Was a balance. That was the balance.
That's family, like, that's family's old,
but,
like...
But it was, like, their blood, and, like, they were, like, raising it. It was, like, the whole... So, like...
So, that makes sense, yeah.
That makes sense. But, I mean, Dean would just be the start of that.
I think Dean, at this moment, doesn't realize he could do this.
Right.
He's just like, it's either this or this. And I can't have this, so I guess I'm going to do this. And it's like, well, Dean, you could have...
Right. And he's like, guess I'll just slut around the rest of my life. That's fine.
Yeah. It's like, you could find someone who is a hunter or who turns hunting kind of like Jody. That's why I say, like, I compared a little Jody, because Jody is kind of out of it, but she's into it.
She's kind of the Campbells.
Yeah.
She lives the domestic life, but also she, like, beheads vampires on the weekends
come into her town. So, like, I'm like, Dean, you could find that. I'm thinking of a certain hunter later on in the seasons for Sam. And I think just Dean doesn't realize that he could have that.
Right. And it's also where he is mentally, and his idea, again, the separation of you're either a hunter and you die bloody at, like, age 35, or you get out of the life somehow by some miracle, and then you have a family and you don't hunt anymore. And there's no blend for him. Because with the Campbells, though, that ended poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Which, to be fair, is the exception that proves the rule, because the whole bloodline, the angels and demons, war thing, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the whole, that's the exception that proves the rule. So that's not a good example either.
Mm-hmm.
So he has no sort of...
Yeah.
Sort of map to navigate how to be a father and a hunter.
Yeah. I feel like rewatching this, I'm just like, wow, there is very, like, key points. Things that, like, I've picked up and I'm like, yeah. I think because we watched, like, 1-8, like, so fast. And then, honestly, when we watched 9 quickly, because it aired relatively soon after, right?
We didn't watch it quickly. We just watched it in real time.
No, I know, no. So, like, change happened in, like, a month.
We didn't get to appreciate their character development.
Yeah.
Like we are now. Because it was, it's like, more... We're rewatching the entirety.
We were trying to cram what... is happening now in season 9, or what was happening then in season 9, just cram it so we know, oh, this is their history.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living the now moment of, like, that.
Like, we are kind of now just, like, going through it more slowly and in order. Because obviously we don't catch it when we just, like, watch whatever episodes we wanted to rewatch, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But just sitting down and watching each episode consecutively the way it was aired, you get a better appreciation for their character development and more of their nuances as characters. Because, again, say what you will about this television show, the characters are nuanced and consistent throughout the seasons, besides the occasional bad writing.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing about Sam. We should have known that he didn't have a soul or something was wrong with him, because his puppy dog eyes that he was trying to work on Dean were weak as hell.
Oh, yeah.
This man has had years of practice perfecting his puppy dog eyes, and they sucked. I'm like, seriously? That's all the juice you got? Pathetic.
Okay, so moving on to Family Matters.
Picks up right where we left off.
Yeah, with Dean beating the shit out of Sam.
With Sam coming to, Cass just looking at him is just like, you're right, looks terrible. I love Cass's blunt honesty. I love him.
Well, so I really funny. Like to see, like, this is where I really like Cass and Dean's relationship is growing, because he could have called Bobby and Bobby would have dropped everything and came to him, but he was like, I want Cass.
It's interesting because, yeah, Cass hasn't been, you know, popping in every time that he calls recently.
And Cass kind of made a point. Was it this episode or the next episode?
Every episode he keeps making a point. He's like, dude, I'm literally fighting a civil war. I don't have time for, like, your little problems, bud.
Yeah. So, like it was just kind of funny that Bobby was like, yeah, like, call me, like, what's up? And he was the one who already brought Sam's weirdness to his attention, but he calls Cass and not Bobby to, like, deal with it. And so he's like, what's wrong with him? Like, please help him. And I just think it's, like, because he can trust Cass and, like, this relationship he's built, because he was worried about Sam with the demon blood. So now he's like, please help my brother again. What is going on? Please. And then Cass in turn knows that, like, this is really important to Dean, and, like, he would help him.
Right. Exactly.
He cares for Dean. I was going to say because he loves Dean, but, like, not in that way. But, I mean,
right.
They all love each other.
It's wholesome.
Yeah.
They are strongly bonded by love.
Yes. The only thing I wanted to say is, because, like I said, I thought Cass knew he didn't have a soul. Cass is asking me all these questions. This was what I was going to say, that, like, Sam should have talked to Dean, and this is why I think Dean doesn't trust him that much anymore, is because Sam was like, yeah, I haven't been sleeping. And he's like, you didn't think to tell me? He's like, I didn't want to worry you. And it's like, that was the big thing, because he could be like, yeah, something's wrong. I know there's something wrong. I'm not sleeping. But, like, it's still me. I don't know. Like, it's just weird. Like, do you know what I mean? And that's why I think Dean was just kind of like, yeah, this is sus.
Ooh, and sorry, this is absolutely on topic, but I also think it's because Sam, he's himself, he's just like, I'm a really good hunter, Dean, right now. He's like, I'm better than I've ever been. And Sam's biggest thing was he wants to save people. That's always been, like, his motivator. Right. Even though he's not no soul, like, that's just been his compass, sort of, like, while he was hunting. Like, saving people, hunting things, the family business. So I also think that that's still in him, regardless of whether his soul is in his body or not.
Yes, I do agree. So anyway, so Cass does find out that he doesn't have a soul after he does the angel body cavity search. Side note, these subtitles this episode sucked. They're really missing bad. Like a lot of words that, like, actually took out context in some cases. And I was like, why are you taking out? Anyway, so I thought Cass knew Sam didn't have a soul the entire time. So when Cass realized he didn't have a soul, all I could look at his face and being like, okay, but Cass, now you know he doesn't have a soul. What is your thoughts on this? And Cass's face was like, I fucked up. And that's all I'm going to say, is because his entire face is like, I fucked up.
He was shocked.
His face, like, he doesn't have a soul. And he wouldn't look Dean in the eye. That was, like, the biggest thing. He's just like, yeah, he doesn't have a soul. I don't know how.
He when he was yanked out, you know.
Because they were like, well, where is it? And he's like, probably still in the cage with Michael and Lucifer.
Yep, not optimal.
Yikes, Cass. Yikes.
Listen, yikes, yeah.
Yeah, but they move on to go search Samuel, too, which I really like, because, again, angel body cavity search.
You might as well just check, just to be safe.
Yeah, but Samuel, also, that's what I really needed. I was like, Cass needs to meet Samuel. And he does. And he gives these, like, quality, like, lines for him.
Yeah, intimidating him. He's like, I can't believe this stupid human that I don't like is talking to me like this, because my true form is the size of your Chrysler building.
Yeah.
First of all, delivers so much sass. He's like, oh. It's like, yeah, this is a vessel, idiot.
I like how they always, like, who are you? And then he's just like, my true form is approximately the size of your Chrysler building.
You literally couldn't comprehend my true form. So how about you shut up?
Like, pay your respects, bitch.
I know. Like, you were in the presence of a bad bitch, and you should acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Speaking of being a bad bitch, Cass also says when he's leaving, because Dean says something like, what does he say to him?
They need to figure out, because Samuel does have a soul, and they need to figure out why Samuel has a soul and Sam doesn't, because most likely both of them were brought back the same way, or one of them wasn't. Like, that doesn't make any sense. A little too much coincidence.
Right.
So Dean is just kind of like, we Sam need back. To figure this out.
Right.
Like, now.
Right.
And Cass is, of course, like, I have a civil war.
I have a civil war. He's a broken record, but it's fair. It's a civil war.
This is why also I think it's interesting, because at the time Cass is like, Dean, I'll help you. And then he's just like, Dean, I have other things to do. And knowing what happens later, I think Cass is like, I feel guilty about some things that are going on that I'm going to help you with. But then he's like, I'm getting too close and you cannot find out what I'm planning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that in between of him being like, I'm fighting a war, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. Because he's like, Dean, you're getting too close to like...
I mean, he is fighting a war. He does have to go.
Well, and you know, he is fighting a war. That's not mm-hmm. a lie. But what he's doing to win the war is...
Dean wouldn't like it. And he doesn't want Dean to find out because then he'd feel guilty.
Because Cass said this something, right? He's had to do things that...
Yeah. Last episode, he's like, I have to fight this war. I've had to do some things that are regrettable.
Yeah. So I think that's a little interesting for Cass to be like, listen, I want to help you, mm-hmm. but you were getting too close to my regrettable things. Right. And I need to leave.
Right.
But I also feel guilty about like, because you were paying the price over like things that I'm doing now.
Right. And Dean's basically talked to him like, okay, Cass, so you're making this priority, right? Like, this is priority number one for you because, hello, Sam has no soul. We need to fix this immediately yesterday. Cass is like, of course, your problems always come first. And it was, you know, like sass, but make it subtle. It was really good. And I think it's really funny because he's just, he's being kind of sarcastic, but also he's kind of not.
Well, you brought up the whole thing, too, that, like, he, in, what is it, third episode,
yeah.
was like, my people skills are rusty. But yes, Castiel, who, like, could not tell sarcasm
mm-hmm.
unless it smacked him in the face. Even then, he probably wouldn't understand it. But now, all of a sudden, he's, like, throwing sass back and kind of, like, doing his tone mm-hmm. differently. And who he's working with, it makes sense where he's picking God. It up from. Dude, yeah. Dude, that's what I was thinking about when you mentioned that. Big brain idea is that, A, being with the Winchesters, he's picking up sassy remarks, but then who Big he's brain. Regrettably working with.
Big brain.
He's picking up all these things because he's like, and because that's what this person would be like, ma, ma, ma.
Dean, you know? Honey, this is your clue. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh but he's too God. Worried about Sam to realize that there's something wrong with Cass.
I mean, you're not wrong.
And
he does often put Cass honestly, on the back burner.
Dude, for Sam honestly, after season six, I think like season six, after season seven, definitely, he no longer puts Cass on the back burner for any problems. It's equally Sam and Cass.
Right.
Because like, he's just like, wait, Cass is acting sus, Sam, we need to figure this out. And then he's just like, whoa, Sam is acting sus, Cass, we need to figure this out. Like, it's never like.
It becomes a balancing act with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to ignore one person's problem while trying to figure out another. This pattern does break in a season, and we'll talk about when we get there, but other than that, because generally,
like, honestly,
it's just he can tell when something's going on with Cass, and he can tell when something's going on with Sam, and he'll ask the other one for help, and he won't just be like, he's fine. Whatever it is with Sam or Cass, he won't just be like, they're fine.
Like, he might be like, what's your issue? Can we hold off on this to resolve the others?
Right. Which is more dire right now? Great. We need to focus on that.
So in this situation where it might see that Sam at a glance is more dire. Mm-hmm. However, if Dean actually looked to figure out what was going on with Cass,
if he asked Cass,
he might be like,
how he's doing,
we gotta stop for a second, and Cass, you know, we gotta help you out, man.
Maybe like, yeah, also I don't know. Oh, I guess I know why Cass doesn't ask the Winchesters for help, but I feel like
he said he felt ashamed.
I mean, I know, but I'm just like, just ask them for help. They'd help you.
No, remember, he's like, I felt ashamed. He didn't want to ask him.
I know, I don't care.
And then at this moment, too, because, like, he has already done it, too. So it's harder for him. He's like, I don't want to ask for forgiveness because they've already forgiven me of other things that I've done wrong in the past that he thinks he deserves penance for. So I think he's like, it would have been different to ask for permission from, like, the Winchesters to, like, do certain things. But now, like, he's like, I've already done it. Dean used to trust me because I would always ask him for this stuff first. Now I'm pulling a Sam that's like, well, I'm doing this.
Oh, he's keeping something from Dean. That's no good.
To save, like, people.
Cass has seen what that does to Dean, and that's not
so
good.
I think he's like, I was ashamed. I just wanted this to work out. And then tell him, being like, this was my plan. And then kind of beg for forgiveness after.
Right.
But right now, it's not a good idea because the plan is so
Dean
low.
Is literally on the edge right now.
I know. And again, he didn't want to bother Dean because, again, he thought that...
He didn't bug him for the whole year while he was, like, you know, with Lisa, because obviously he's fighting this war and he doesn't want to bring him back, you know, and he finally found, the righteous man finally found, you know, the peace after saving the world or whatever. So he'd be like, he deserves his little happy Lisa and Ben domestic family thing, and Sam deserves, I guess, wander around no soul. Oops. Can we talk about dead man's blood shotgun shells, though? That's genius. I don't think they use that again. And they should.
Do they not?
I don't think so. Right. I don't remember, like, the thing is, I think they're just, like,
we've never, like gone through a bunch of vamps before like this, mm-hmm. to the point where, like, you could just go in there, like, machetes swinging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. They were going up after the alpha.
So there was probably, like, a lot of amps, and so this would be easier to take more down. You know, shoot a few, and then cut a few's head off, and then reload.
Right.
And then cut their heads off, and then shoot a few. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just to slow them down.
Still a good idea. I like it. They should do that.
Also, I like that everyone's just dissing Dean this entire time. So they go to, like, break into the Campbells. Because, like, you know, like, Sam was like, I'm going to try to trick Samuel. And so, but then Dean also goes in there. Anyway, Christian, one of the cousins, I'm pretty sure it was Christian.
Yeah.
He was, like, dissing Dean. Again, he was saying something like, he said something about Lisa, like, go back to your whore bitch or something. And I was like, whoa,
your slut,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Excuse me, it was your slut girlfriend?
Oh, my God. And I was like, whoa, Supernatural. What? Dude, this whole, like.
Dean didn't take kindly to that.
Well, I was like, you okay? Like, I understand.
Why do I feel like his inner monologue was like, you can call me a slut all you want, you leave Lisa out of this.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know, like, these few episodes, I'm like, okay, Supernatural going a little dark there. Like, again, everything that you were saying about, like, but they couldn't say abortion.
I don't even want to get into that. Oh, my
like,
God.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay.
I was
like,
so mad.
Well, because, and also, too, it was definitely supposed to be, like, not even slut, to be like, oh, you're slut girlfriend, because it's mean, but it's being like, because she got knocked up by a kid, and no one knows the baby daddy, and, like, that's fucked
no,
up, man.
No, Lisa knows who it is.
No, she said she doesn't really know. She has ideas. She's like, I think it was this biker, or this bar, or this guy at the bar I was meeting, or I was working at. She's like, I think it is.
I'm pretty sure she, like, she knows. Does I thought she? That she, yeah, I'm, like, pretty sure she knows it was that guy in the biker bar.
Oh, I thought she made it sound like, she's like, I'm pretty sure, but I just didn't care. I assumed it was.
No.
Because, like, how else? Yeah.
No, I'm, like, I'm 99% sure she knows.
I guess I'm saying, like, she knows who it is.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the guy, though. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, they don't have a relationship.
No. I don't even think she was just like, yeah, they were on a first name basis, cool, they fucked, they left, and then she's like, that's it. Knew nothing else about this guy. He just happened to be the baby daddy.
Yeah, yes.
I guess I'm saying comparative to, like, Dean, when they slept together, like, she knew a little bit more.
I guess, yeah, she knew, like, his first name.
I guess.
It was, like, a weekend.
I guess. Anyway, they capture the Alpha. We find out about Purgatory. Yay! I do really like that this Alpha is like pulling teeth. He's like, where do we go when we die? We don't go to heaven. We don't go to hell. Where do we go? And they're like,
Think about it.
He's like, what is in the middle? It's not on earth. It's not in heaven. And it's not in hell.
Do you read Dante anymore?
Yeah, literally. And then, like, the boys were like, huh? What? I do really like that they brought this up. This was such a good idea because, like, we literally were just asking about this. Didn't you bring this up? Oh, my God. We literally talked about this, about the spirits. But where do spirits go when they're salt and burned?
I think we had an answer in the past, like in season 5, I think it was like some filler or something, and they had talked about this, and I was like, oh, so they go to heaven? I was like, I guess they could go to heaven. I didn't really know where they
went. I thought it was supposed to be like, they just died again. Or like, you know, they're just gone. They cease to exist because Tessa, when
she
Dean, oh, go, well, you go like back burns, to season 2,
you,
when Dean would have been like, okay, but you can't go back to heaven. Like, she made it kind of explicit because that's why she was worried. She was trying to, like, tell Dean, like, well, if you don't come with me now, you're never gonna make it to heaven. And that's how I took that, and that's how I assumed that. And then you have to be hunted like you are, you know,
right,
what you did.
And
you
maybe what happened in, I think it was 5, wasn't true. Maybe it was, like, some family member or something saying it, but, like, I am pretty sure.
Like, Cass said it.
I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. It's like somebody had said, and I was like, oh, so when you burn the spirit, they still have a spirit and they go to heaven or hell or whatever?
I don't know.
Most evil ghosts might end up in hell, but, you know.
Yeah, no, but I did really like that they brought up about the monsters, because it is very true. It's like, well, some monsters they're not human. Like, vampires and werewolves are, like, the weird exceptions because they're, like, turned into stuff, but, like, shapeshifters aren't, like, human, so they don't have a human soul, technically.
They have a monster soul.
So they don't go to heaven. Where do they go?
Purgatory! Where monster souls go.
Yeah, and I'm like, I liked Purgatory. Purgatory was a good idea.
Purgatory is going to become a great idea.
I know. It was such a good idea.
Delicious.
And I also like that they try to keep this Alpha in place. And then I was like, you thought, like.
Okay, the Alpha, really quick. I love that they kind of explain this sort of plot hole they created in, like, season 2 about vampires, like, not really existing. So they were kind of they were kind of endangered, right? And this Alpha, he comes in, he's like, yeah, we're building, like, an army now. And this kind of explains why there are, like, so many more vampires now. Because they were, like, he was sending messages to all was, you know, vampire people to like mass produce vampires. So I
you're
think they're
wrong.
I'm
actually.
Not wrong.
Well, because I'm thinking about it, because all the monsters before the apocalypse were like, might as well fight till the end. And so they become prominent. So we see more vamps around. And then after the apocalypse, they're like,
we're making more.
We're not dead. Let's make more. Yeah. Like, yeah. So
our father told us to make more, make them more.
Yeah. I did really like this alpha.
I like they kind of.
Well, and then of course he was that. Just like, we kind of, well, then who created you? And he's like, we all have mothers, boys. And I was like, ooh.
Ominous.
Then we found out, dun, 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 I was right. Samuel is Crowley's bitch.
Yep.
Yeah. And I do really like this whole dialogue. Because, of course, he's just like, yeah, give me the alphas. Keep doing this. And then poor Dean's just like, what the hell, guys? Like, why are we doing this?
Why did you get me into this? Why did I have to end up in this situation? Because you guys are stupid. Which, to be fair, is one of the things that Dean brings up with Sam. Because he has no soul. He's like, dude, you have no instincts. You're really trusting this guy? Like, are you kidding me?
Well, and then And then, like, they're bickering. And, of course, Sam's like, we know you were doing purgatory. Like, why do you want purgatory? And, oh, my God. All I could think of is that meme is, it's free real estate.
It is.
Literally. And I think, isn't that what he says? He says something like.
Well, he's just like, location,
yeah,
location.
Yeah, I was like, it's something about real estate, though. And
like, untapped potential.
I was crying. Because I think that's, like, the meme for season 6, I remember, is that people would be, like, Crowley trying to get into purgatory. It's free real estate. Literally crying. Like,
here are the keys.
And it is.
You just gotta find the door.
It's real estate. They just gotta find the door.
It's hell adjacent. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
it's free
it
real estate.
Out. And I do really like that. Dean is like, what does some punk ass crossroads demon want with purgatory? He's like, I'm no longer a punk ass crossroads demon. I am the king of hell.
Rude? I am the king of hell now?
Yeah. And I think we didn't.
The boys didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know. Who knew?
Bobby knew.
I was
Weekend
like, who
Bobby's.
Knew? Yeah. I'm surprised Bobby didn't tell them. Maybe he was just preoccupied. He was preoccupied.
Bobby's always preoccupied, trying to make sure Garth doesn't get himself killed somehow.
And then, again, we're told that Crowley brought Samuel and Sam back.
Mm-hmm.
Crowley's like, I'm not gonna give Sam's soul back until you do what I say.
Find me purgatory.
Find me purgatory and get me some monsters and blah, 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 blah. And of course, Dean's like, why am I in this situation? Yeah. Why are you kidding me, like, right now? And honestly, it was a pretty good idea because Crowley didn't do this. Crowley didn't purposely bring Sam back wrong. So, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't purposely bring back Sam wrong.
It wasn't Crowley's fault that Sam came back with no soul.
Yeah, so I think he's just like, huh, this is a good thing. They'll think I'm smart enough to do this and I'm not, but
like, I'm with holding to be fair, Crowley's the best bluffer in this entire show.
Literally, he's so good.
He's great. He doesn't have Sam's soul, by the way, if you're wondering.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's still in the cage from Lucifer and Michael.
Eep.
Yeah. It did lead me to that question, though, because if Crowley could bring Sam and Lucifer, it makes sense because Sam was in the cage, so potentially he could get there. Does that mean Samuel was in hell?
See, that's what I thought. You brought that up. You're like, wait, so was Samuel in hell? And I was just like, I, for some reason, fully believed that Samuel was in hell.
Well, if he wasn't in hell and he was in heaven, how did Crowley get to heaven?
Damn. These really were, we were stupid
as hell.
And
that's something that, and honestly, they never asked Samuel, because, and that makes sense, because obviously I think they would be like, oh, well, yeah, I was in hell or whatever. And they never really talk about how you get to hell, other than just being bad.
And just being bad, just not good.
You know what I mean? Like, they never,
be fair, most of the bad people they deal with are absolute murderers and stuff, so.
We never really know, like.
It's not like you cheated on your wife one too many times and you ended up on the rack, like.
No, like, we don't know. Because I compare that, because in Lucifer, the show, you are sent to hell based on your guilt. So if you think you deserve to be in hell, so both the boys would be like, yeah, I deserve to be in hell.
Well,
and then you relive your worst memory of what you think, like, why you deserve there that.
Also, if you, like, killed someone on accident and the guilt ate you up alive your whole life and then you died, that actually kind of sucks. That's
dude,
mean.
And that was the whole point, because it's supposed to be punishment. Right. Like, and if you think about it, that was the whole thing. And that's why in Lucifer it was such a good show, because, like, they're,
but
like,
if you're guilty, if you feel guilty, you clearly have, like, remorse.
Well, no, but why did you do it in the first? Well, usually what ends up happening is usually it's, like, you killed someone and then they're like,
on purpose or on accident?
On
purpose. Like, usually. You murdered somebody?
Well, because they're thinking that if you no longer felt guilty over that person, again, it's up to you. If you feel guilty to go to hell, you'll go to hell. I don't know, but I guess it was just if you felt guilty. That was, like, the whole thing. But I don't know in Supernatural that I'm like.
Yeah, there are no, like, clear-cut rules, I think, that get explained of this. These are the things that you do that get you sent to hell.
Yeah.
Besides making demon deals.
I know, literally, that was the only thing I could think
Besides
of.
Besides that. We're not really told how you get there. But you know what might get you sent to hell? It's killing your maternal grandfather, Sam.
What?
He's, like, prepared to shoot Samuel, remember?
Oh, yeah,
just like, you're gonna have to kill me. You're gonna shoot your grandfather. Just like move. Sam was like, no problem. Pulls out a gun, is ready to shoot him.
Yeah, 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 I do remember that. I thought that was really funny. I was like, Samuel, what are you doing? What are you thinking? The guy has no soul. He'll do it.
To be fair, it's stupid. You really don't know Sam. Also, I kind of have a thing about this. So, like, first of all, again, they're really leaning into soulless Sam here. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because, like I said, well, like Sam says, he's like, I'm still me. I just don't feel mm-hmm. sleep. And he, like, Sam's view of family is operating like old Sam. This family, and, like, he's kind of trying to do what he thinks he's supposed to do.
Oh.
I think is what I'm trying to say. And so,
like, family does end in blood, but also it doesn't.
Actually, no, scratch that. I'm sorry. He's not operating like old Sam. He's operating the way he thinks he should be operating, like Dean. That's kind of going to be his role now. And so he remembers that Dean's like, okay, so, like, family's number one. So obviously he's like, oh, well, the Campbells are my family. So obviously if I align with them, that makes sense. Dean would trust me and trust them, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. But then when, like, something like this happens, Sam will not hesitate to just shoot a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the difference here. Like, when something like that matters, it's what's best for the hunt. It's not, you know, oldest family or whatever. Whereas Dean is now more selective with family because the Campbells being family doesn't mean anything to him,
mm-hmm.
which is weird because he used to operate in the, you know, family is everything here. But then after Bobby's, like, family don't end in blood thing,
mm-hmm.
and realizing how terrible a parent John was, and, you know, learning about his mom, and she was a hunter, and he's just like, I don't really understand family as much anymore. So Dean is more selective with his family, but once he decides, that is it. He will defend them till the day he dies again, over and over, you know, like
Bobby, Cass,
Sam, a slew of other people we meet later on.
Mm-hmm.
He's decided these are my chosen family members. I will literally do anything to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam's kind of trying to operate like that, but then once this Samuel kind of betrays them and, like, gets in the way, Sam's like, all right, well, I'll just kill you. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Without his soul. So I just think that was kind of interesting. And I think here you kind of see Dean shift from it's family, but it doesn't mean blood relative anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For not having a lot for these episodes, I feel like we had so much.
We somehow kind of got into it. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
I was like, this episode will be 15 minutes.
Yeah. I feel like I said,
30 minutes I'm edited, like, down to 15.
These episodes, whatever. But I guess that's it for this time.
I got nothing else.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Hunter Hosts. Check out our ratings for each episode and see where they fall in our ranking. Again, we are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We are driving off, and we will see you all next week in our rearview mirror.
Bye.
I almost said my first name for some reason. It's the first time I've always done that.
I did that last time, too.